Assistant Professor of History Jessica Taylor had just moved to Blacksburg, and like many new arrivals do, she went to a garage sale looking for some chairs for her new place.
And the mayor's friend was actually at the garage sale, and I overheard them talking about a friend that had just died, and they were so sad that they hadn't gotten her stories, and wouldn't it be really great if we did an oral history project? And that's my whole background, so I just said, hi. I'm a new oral historian at Virginia Tech, and I would love to help you.
Serendipity is the mother of invention.
And they were pumped, so that's how we got started.
And it's one thing to have written accounts of the past, but quite another to hear the voices, the expressions, the humanity from people recounting the events of their lives.
Mom used to make Brunswick stew, and that's, you know, an old Virginia tradition.
Bob Miller grew up near Christiansburg. His family came here on the Great Wagon Road around the turn of the 18th century.
The old recipes, you used squirrel to make Brunswick stew. So my dad would go hunting, and he would bring home a brace of squirrels. He would dress them out and bring them to the house and ask Mom to make Brunswick stew. So she would put the squirrels in the freezer, and then when Dad went out the next time, she would make Brunswick stew. She made it with pork chops and with chicken breasts. Then she took the squirrels out and cooked them and fed them to the dogs, and because she said, I'm not eating rodents. So my dad always said the reason that my mom's Brunswick stew was so delicious was because of the squirrels.
What's interesting, Taylor points out, is that if we had only a written record of the Brunswick stew recipe, we'd miss the nuances of what's going on between the lines.
We would just assume that people created a meal based just on the recipe card. But it turns out secret family recipes and traditions like this are actually very flexible. And also how tastes change over time, what's acceptable for us to eat.
So far in Taylor's collection of oral histories or stories about people's first dates, old and mostly forgotten marriage rituals, life as students in Virginia Tech, and what the area used to look like, literally and figuratively.
They also had a movie theater called The Palace downtown, so on Saturdays we could pop our own popcorn in those Kroger bags and take a Kroger bag of popcorn and walk downtown to the movie theater and just have fun.
Debbie Sherman Lee was from Wake Forest and grew up in Christiansburg. She went to Friends Elementary School and later taught at Montgomery County Public Schools.
Because we were Black, we had to go up in the balcony. But what they didn't realize, that was the best part. Because you were up high and you could see everything. And you didn't have any obstructions or anything like that. So we really liked it.
What's so interesting about this is that we're used to thinking about segregation and racism as these big dramatic confrontations that we see in movies.
Again, Jessica Taylor.
And it's like a storyline where, you know, people come away changed in some way. But the really sadder, darker truth is that it's something that you just have to consider all the time if you grew up during segregation. And the really amazing thing about this is that she still found good in this. She basically says that, you know, the white folks that are sitting in the floor of the theater actually just didn't realize that they were giving up the best seats in the house by being racist.
Taylor's coordinating a recording day event April 16th at Blacksburg's Alexander Black House. Audio and transcripts will be housed in Newman Library's Special Collections Department and made available online for researchers and the public. I'm Robbie Harris.